KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly cloudy skies, 59 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for it to be partly to mostly cloudy today. There is a 50% chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, the high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports two students at the Clarinda Academy jumped from a dormitory window at around 2 a.m. today and are currently absent from custody. One of the students is identified as Kenneth Kenny Ernest Sansochi from Rapid City, South Dakota. Sansochi is a Native American male, about 5 feet 7 inches tall, 115 pounds, with brown hair and black eyes. The second student is Lucas Trent Bars from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Bars is also a Native American, 5 feet 9, 140 pounds, black hair and brown eyes. There's no clothing description for either of the youth. At this time, Sansochi and Bars' whereabouts are unknown, and it's not known if they're still together or have split up. If you see anyone matching that description, you can call your local law enforcement agency at 911 and do not approach those youth. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating a home invasion that resulted in shots being fired. The incident happened at around 9:15 p.m. Monday at 1921 Park Wild Drive in Council Bluffs. Authorities say the victims, 21-year-old Alexandra Gadilla and 19-year-old Emmanuel Oyette of Council Bluffs, were at home when they heard a knock on the door. One of three unidentified men opened the unlocked door from outside the home and began to assault the victims. A second man was in the hallway of the home and discharged a shotgun. All three men demanded money and other items from Gadilla and Oyette. The suspects fled the scene on foot. Gadilla and Oyette suffered minor injuries resulting from the altercation. The incident remains under investigation. Anyone with information is asked to call the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division at 712-328-4728. Police in Red Oak report the arrest of 45-year-old Mark Douglas Berggren of Red Oak. He was taken into custody Monday afternoon and charged on a Mills County warrant for violating a court-issued no-contact order. Berggren posted a $300 cash bond and was released. Sheriff's deputies in Fremont County arrested a man Monday night on assault and drug charges. Authorities say 24-year-old Kevin Jr. Buher of Hamburg was arrested at around 10:45 p.m. at the corner of E and Washington Streets following an incident involving deputies. The sheriff's office says Buher was being held in Montgomery County Jail on charges that include two counts of assault on a peace officer, possession of a controlled substance, interference with official acts, and public intoxication. His bond was set at $3,600. Fremont County deputies were assisted at the scene by officers with the Tabor Police Department. In an update to our story yesterday morning, Council Bluffs police have charged a 39-year-old man with attempted murder after stopping his vehicle and finding him bleeding from stab wounds. Police also charged David Leroy McKee with burglary in the first degree and felony domestic abuse assault. McKee was being treated for his wounds at an Omaha hospital where he was last reported to be in stable condition with non-life-threatening injuries. The incident began Sunday after police received a report from Linda Menard that David McKee had threatened her and his estranged wife, Roberta Frank McKee. By the time officers arrived, David McKee had broken into the home and allegedly tried to choke Roberta McKee to death. After the woman grabbed a kitchen knife and stabbed him, he took off in a pickup truck. Roberta McKee's injuries were minor, while Linda Menard was not hurt. In our funeral announcements, Mary Madison Beeman, age 66 of Stewart, died Thursday at the Greenfield Manor. A funeral mass for Mary Beeman will be today at 10:30 at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Lyle Peterson, age 79 of Harlan, died Thursday. Memorial services for Lyle Peterson will be held today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Isla Rosenbeck, age 84 of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Isla Rosenbeck will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Ella Mae Shaben, age 81 of Harlan, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Ella Mae Shaben will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Diana Sue Pearson, age 67 of Atlantic, died January 5th. A committal service for Diana Sue Pearson will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Ella Stamp, age 83, of Avoca, died Saturday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Ella Stamp will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Scott Pedersen, age 39, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Omaha. Funeral services for Scott Pedersen will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Gerald Bud Soper, age 82, of Adair, died Saturday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Oneida. Funeral services for Bud Soper will be Thursday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Auchenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Wilburn Morris, age 92, of Greenfield, died April 28th. Graveside services for Wilburn Morris will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Grace Campbell, age 92, of Gray, died Sunday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Grace Campbell will be Thursday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. And Vera Ocker, age 83, of Greenfield, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Vera Ocker are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.